نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما لي لا أعبد الذي فطرني وإليه ترجعون أتخذ من دونه آلهة إن يرد الرحمن بضر لا تغن عني شفاعتهم شيئا ولا ينقذون إني إذا لفي ضلال مبين إني آمنت بربكم فاسمعون قيل ادخل الجنة قال يا ليت قومي يعلمون بما غفر لي ربي وجعلني من المكرمين صدق الله العظيم. We were reading the account of three, as far as we can understand, three of the disciples and Hawariyin of Hazrat Masih alayhi salatu wassalam. And they say that the city to which they went was Antioch, Antakya. There this thing happened. Now when this argument was going on between these three messengers and the people, one person from their own city, he came running and he said that we should believe in them, we should accept them. وَمَا لِيَ لَا عَبُدُ الَّذِي فَتَرَنِي. What can be the reason that I should not worship that Allah who has created me originally, and to him you are going to be returned? أَتَّخِذُ مِن دُونِهِ آلِهَةً. Is it justifiable that I should have besides him gods? إِن يُرِدِنِ الرَّحْمَانُ بِدُرْدٍ لَا تُغْنِي أَنِّي شَفَاعَتُهُمْ شَيْئًا. If Rahman, the real God, Allah, if he wants and wishes for something for me, you know, if any harm is to come from him, their intercession will not be of any avail to me. وَلَا يُنْقِذُونَ. They will not be able to save me. إِنِّي يَذَرْ لَفِي ضَلَالِ مُبِينَ. Then why should we worship them? Then in that case, we are in manifest error. إِنِّي آمَنْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ فَاسْمَعُونَ. Now listen, I come to believe in the Lord towards whom these people are calling. إِنِّي آمَنْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ. I have come to believe in your Lord. فَاسْمَعُونَ. Listen it. قِيلَ ادْخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ. Immediately it was sent to him, said to him, enter the paradise. What does it mean? Those people killed him instantaneously. They were so outraged that this person belonging to our own city, our own people, our own nation, and now he's siding with these people. So they killed him. And you know, about the shuhada, people who are killed in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they enter paradise the same moment, instantaneously. They don't have to wait for the day of judgment. They go directly. So, قِيلَ ادْخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ. Immediately it was said to him, enter the Jannah, enter the garden. قَالَ يَا لَيْتَ قَوْمِي يَعْلَمُونَ. Now he was saying, would that my people had known, بِمَا غَفَرَ لِي رَبِّي وَجَعَلَنِي مِنَ الْمُكْرَمِينَ. How my Lord has forgiven me all my sins, and he has made me so honorable, gave me this much honor in this garden of Jannah. Now this is the contrast. You know, if there is a wife of that person, she must have been weeping. My husband has been killed. Parents must have been weeping. Children must have been crying, anything. But he himself, he is in the heavens. And he says, would that my people know, why should they weep? I am in a much better position here. I have been honored by my Lord. There is no need of weeping. يَا لَيْتَ قَوْمِي يَعْلَمُونَ بِمَا غَفَرَ لِي رَبِّي وَجَعَلَنِي مِنَ الْمُكْرَمِينَ. وَمَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ مِنْ جُنْدٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَمَا كُنَّا مُنزِلِينَ. And we didn't have to send an army, a host, against those people from the heavens. And we never send such hosts from the heavens. إِنْ كَانَتِ اللَّهِ صَيْحَةً وَاحِدَةً. It was but a single shout. فَإِذَا هُمْ خَامِدُونَ. So all these people, you know, they were extinct. As if a fire which was raging and blazing, but now extinguished. خَامِدُونَ. So this punishment and chastisement came to the people of that town. يَا حَسْرَةٌ عَلَى الْعِبَادِ. Alas for the servants. مَا يَعْتِهِ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَحْزِئُونَ. Whosoever of the messengers comes to them, they mock at him. الم یرو کا مہلکنا قبل من القرون، ہیو ناٹ دے سین ہاؤ مینی جنریشن وی ہیڈ ڈسٹرائڈ بفور دم انہم الیہم لا یرجعون، دیٹ دوز آر ناٹ گوئنگ ٹو کم بیک ناؤ، دے آر پیپل آف دی پاسٹ، دی عاد اینڈ ثمود، دے کانٹ ریٹرن. وَإِن كُلُّ لَمَّا جَمِيعٌ لَدَيْنَا مُحْضَرُونَ and surely all, every one of them shall be presented before us on the day of judgment. They will be there standing in front of us for the accountability, the great accountability of that day. وَآيَةٌ لَهُمُ الْأَرْضُ الْمَيْتَةُ A sign for them is the dead land, barren land, no signs of life. أَحْيَيْنَاهَا We revive it, we give life to it, after rain, وَأَخْرَجْنَا مِنْهَا حَبًّا مِنْهُ يَاكُلُونَ And from that we now bring forth grain, which they eat. وَجَعَلْنَا فِيهَا جَنَّاتٍ مِنْ نَخِيلٍ In addition, we set up there the gardens of date palms and grapes. وَفَجَّرْنَا فِيهَا مِنْ الْعُيُونَ And we cause the springs to gush through it. لَيَاكُلُوا مِنْ سَمَرِهِ So that these people, human beings, may eat from its fruit. وَمَا عَمِلَتْهُ أَيْدِيهِمْ And these things have not been manufactured by their hands. Have they manufactured these dates and these grapes and this corn and this wheat? Who has manufactured them? You eat them. But who has manufactured? مَا عَمِلَتْهُمْ أَيْدِيهِمْ Their own hands have not created them. أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ So, don't they be grateful? Give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has created all these things for them. سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْأَزْوَاجَ كُلَّهَا مِمَّا تُنْبِتُ الْأَرْضُ وَمِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَمِمَّا لَا يَعْلَمُونَ Glorified is He who created pairs of everything. All the things in pairs. Mimma tumbitul ard. Also those things which are grown from the land. Wa min anfusihim. From among themselves. They are pairs. Man, woman. Wife, husband. Wa mimma la ya'lamun. And there are pairs in those things also which they don't know. But our creations are all paired. They are in pairs. Wa im min shay'in illa khalaqna zawjayn la'allakum tadhakkarun. In Surah Zariyat, this ayah will also come. وَآيَةٌ لَهُمُ اللَّيْلِ In the same way, for them is a sign this night. نَسْلَخُ مِنْهُ النَّهَارِ We draw from there, from the night, the day. فَإِذَا هُمْ مُزْلِمُونَ Now, they are in darkness, they can't see anything. وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرِّ اللَّهَ And the sun is running its course, which has been fixed for it. ذَلِكَ تَقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ This is the decree of the mighty and the wise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالْقَبَرَ قَدَّرْنَاهُ مَنَازِلًا As for the moon, we have ordained its phases. حَتَّى عَادَ كَالْعُرْجُونِ الْقَدِيمِ Till it returns like an old withered palm stalk. لَشَّمْسَ يَنْبَغِي لَهَا أَنْتُدْرِكَ الْقَمَرَ It is not for the sun to overtake the moon. وَلَا اللَّيْلُ سَابِقُ النَّهَارِ Nor does the night outspeak the day. كُلٌّ فِي فَلَكٍ يَسْبَحُونَ All these heavenly bodies, they are floating in their own orbits. وَآيَةٌ لَهُمْ أَنَّا حَمَلْنَا ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ فِي الْفُلْكِ الْمَشْحُونِ And the sign for them is that we laden We carried their offsprings in the laden ship. Most of the Mufassirin say that this is a reference to the ark of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. Because all humanity is the offspring of three sons of Hazrat Nuh who were there in that boat or ark. So as if the whole humanity was being carried at that time, the future, the coming humanity, mankind, all was by carried by that boat. أَنَّ حَمَلْنَا ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ فِي الْفُلْكِ الْمَشْحُونِ وَخَلَقْنَا لَهُمْ مِنْ مِثْلِهِ مَا يَرْكَبُونَ And we have created for them like that other things on which they ride. Because now after those small boats, then there came the steam boats, Now the big ships, like, you know, mountains. وَإِنْ نَشَاءَ نُغْرِقْهُمْ. And if we like, if we decide, we will drown them. فَلَا صَرِيخَ لَهُمْ. So nobody will come to their cry, listen to their cry and come for help. وَلَا هُمْ يُنْقَذُونَ. And they will not be saved from it. إِلَّا رَحْمَةً مِنَّا. Except if there is our mercy. وَمَتَعَ لِلَاحِينَ. And then we spare them for some period of time so that they can enjoy. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمُ اتَّقُوا مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَمَا خَلْفَكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. And when it is said to them, you should fear what is before you and what is behind you, so that you may be shown mercy. Allah might show mercy to you. Now what is behind them? The chastisements that came to the nation of Nuh and Hud and Saleh and so on and so forth, behind. What is before them? The chastisement which is coming to them, not very far off, in the battle of Badr, 70 of them will be lying in the ground, dead, including Abu Jahl and Uqba ibn Abi Mu'ayt. Very big chieftains, all killed. So, اتَّقُوا مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيَكُمْ وَمَا خَلْفَكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. وَمَا تَعْتِيهِمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ مِنْ آيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ إِلَّا كَانُوا عَنْهَا مُعْرِضِينَ. And to them doesn't come any sign from the signs of their Lord, but they refrain from it. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ أَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهِ. And when it is said to them, you should spend for the needy, for the poor, from which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. قَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. It's a very interesting answer. These disbelievers say, لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, to these people who have come to believe and who are exhorting them to spend their money on the needy, on the poor, أَنُطْعِمُ مَنْ لَوْ يَشَاءُ اللَّهُ أَطْعَمَهُ. Should we feed those whom, if Allah had wanted, He could have fed Himself? If He decided not to feed, why should we feed? Actually, we will be doing against the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look to the argument. It's quite logical. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for them that they should go hungry and I try to feed them, what does it mean? I'm going against the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In antum illa fi dhalalin mubin. What you are saying and what you believe, you are in manifest error. وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعْدُ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. And they say, when will this promise come to pass if you are truthful? مَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَّا صَيْحَةً وَاحِدَةً. But they are not waiting except for a shout, one shout. تَأْخُذُهُمْ. It will seize them. وَهُمْ يَخِصِّمُونَ. And they will be disputing, arguing. But suddenly a shout will come and they'll be all dead. Just as you know, when the Qiyamah comes, it will be a sound, trumpet will be blown. That shout of the trumpet, it will become the cause of death of everything. So you can die due to some noise, yes. If it reaches its intensity and its volume reaches that level, you can't bear it and you'll die. فَلَا يَسْتَطِعُونَ تَوْصِيَةً وَلَا إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Then they will not be able to make a bequest, nor they will be able to return to their families. وَنُفِقَ فِي السُّورِ. And then a time is to come when the trumpet will be blown. فَإِذَا هُمْ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَنْسِلُونَ. And you will find that suddenly they come out of their graves and they are going towards their Lord. قَالُوا يَا وَيْلَنَا مَنْ بَعْثَنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا. They will say, woe to us, who has roused us from the sleeping of place of ours? And then they will say, هَذَا مَا وَعَدَ الرَّحْمَانِ. Now they will come to their senses. This is what Rahman, the compassionate, had promised. وَصَدَقَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ. And now we come to know that the messengers, whatever they said, was true. إِنْ كَانَتْ إِلَّا صَيْحَةً وَاحِدَةً. Then again there will be one shout. فَإِذَا هُمْ جَمِيعٌ لَدَيْنَا مُحْضَرُونَ. And suddenly you will find all of them standing before us, presented before us. فَالْيَوْمَ لَا تُزْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيَّا. Now no soul is going to be wronged in any way. Illa ma kuntum ta'malun. You will be rewarded only that which you have been doing. No zulm. No wrong from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna ashab al jannati al yawma fi shughulin faqihun. On the other side, on the contrary, the inhabitants of the garden of Jannah, of paradise, they will be busy in rejoicing. Merry. Hum wa azwajuhum fi zilalin ala laraiki muttaqiyun. They and their spouses, their wives or husbands, they will be in the shades of the garden, reclining upon couches. Lahum fiha faqihatun. For them, there will be all type of fruits. وَلَهُمْ مَا يَدَّعُونَ. And everything that they will order will be provided. Everything they order will be provided. سَلَامٌ قَوْلًا مِنْ رَبِّ الرَّحِيمِ. In addition to all this, salam would be said to them as a message from the Lord who is merciful. Salam from Allah to you who have entered His garden of paradise. وَمْتَعْزُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. And as for you, O culprits, separate yourself from them. أَلَمْ أَحَدْ إِلَيْكُمْ يَا بَنِي آدَمْ. O mankind, O progeny of Adam, didn't I make a covenant with you? أَلَّا تَعْبُدُ الشَّيْطَانِ. Don't obey and don't follow Satan. إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. Verily, he is for you a clear enemy. وَعَنِعْبُدُونِي. And that you should obey me and worship me. هَذَا صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ. This is the straight path. وَلَقَدْ أَضَلَّ مِنْكُمْ جِبِلًّا كَثِيرًا. That Satan, he led astray a great number of you. أَفَلَمْ تَكُونُوا تَعْقِلُونَ. So were you not understanding? Where had your understanding gone? Where was your faculty of understanding? Now this is the hell which you were being promised. Islauha al-yawm. Enter it now. Today, enter it. Bima kuntum takfurun. Due to the disbelief that you have been having in the world. Al-yawma nakhtifu ala afwahim. Today we shall put a seal on their mouths. But tukallimuna aydihim. Their hands will talk to us. They will testify what they used to do with their hands. وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ. Their feet, their legs will testify. Oh Allah, this person used to use me to go and commit a robbery or a theft or something else. These legs, they have been given to me and you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are a trust with us, with me, with you. We have to use them according to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They actually protest when we use them. To the contrary. And on the day of judgment, they will testify against us. We shall have in Surah Hamim as-Sajda. When you know the people of Jahannam will say to their skins, لِمَا شَهِدْتُمْ عَلَيْنَا. Why have you testified against us? Our own skins testifying against us. And the skins will reply, أَنْتَقَنُ اللَّهُ الَّذِي أَنْتَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Today Allah has given us tongue to speak, who gave the tongue to everybody, everything. And we have to speak out. بَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Their hands and feet will testify to what they had been doing. وَلَوْ نَشَاءُ لَطَمَسْنَا عَلَىٰ عَيُنِهِمْ. And if we like, wish, we can wipe out their eyes, then they will run and race to the way. Fadna yubsirun. But they won't be able to see. This is the stage of which we call pul sirat. This has been mentioned in Surah Al-Hadid and Surah Al-Tahrim. A stage will come when those people who claim to be Muslims in this world, they will be made to pass there. But there will be absolute darkness. But those who had iman in this world, they will have some light. Who had earned good deeds, they will have a light. So with this, that light, help of that light, they will pass over this bridge. But those who didn't have iman, nor real good deeds, they will have no light, and they will fall down. Beneath that bridge is Jahannam. So it is that. فَاسْتَبَقُوا الصَّرَاطِ, they will try to pass that bridge, that sirat, that straight path. But how? فَأَنَّا يُفْسَرُونَ, but they can't see. وَلَوْ نَشَاءُ لَمَسَخْنَاهُمْ عَلَىٰ مَكَانَتِهِمْ, and if we will, we would have certainly transformed them into animals and beasts. فَمَسْتَطَاعُوا مُضِيًّا وَلَا يَرْجِعُونَ, so they won't be able to go forward, nor be able to return. وَمَنْ نُعَمِّرْهُ نُنَكِّسُ فِي الْخَلْقَ فَلَا يَعْقِلُونَ, whomsoever we give long life in this world, we reverse him in the creation. A time come when كَلَا يَعْلَمَ مِنْ بَعْدِ إِلْمٍ شَيْعَ, all intelligence, all understanding, all knowledge, all memory is also gone. I don't know whether Regan is still living or died, dead. He's still living. But what is has happened to him, everybody knows. Some time back, you know, it was, I had read that only his wife he could recognize. I don't know whether now he recognizes the wife also or not. But this thing happens. وَمَنْ نُعَمِّرُ نُنَكِّسُ فِي الْخَلْقِ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ, so don't you understand? وَمَا عَلَّمْنَاهُ الشَّعْرَ وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لَهُ, and we have not taught Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam poetry, and poetry is not worthy of him. We have read this in Shura also. وَمَا عَلَّمْنَاهُ الشَّعْرَ وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لَهُ, here also. وَمَا عَلَّمْنَاهُ الشَّعْرَ وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لَهُ, he is not a poet. There we have read, أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّهُمْ فِي كُلِّ وَادٍ يَهِيمُونَ وَالشُّعَرَاءُ يَتَّبِعُهُمُ الْغَاوُونَ, أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّهُمْ فِي كُلِّ وَادٍ يَهِيمُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يَقُولُونَ مَا لَا يَفْعَلُونَ, they say what they don't do. This is the general condition of the poets. So Muhammad was not a poet, مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ. وَمَا عَلَّمْنَاهُ الشَّعْرَ وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لَهُ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ وَقُرْآنٌ مُبِينٌ, this is only an admonition and a manifest Quran. لِيُنْذِرَ مَنْ كَانَ حَيًّا, so that it warns whom, warns him who is really alive, really alive. Abu Jahl seems to be alive, really he is dead. Abu Lahab seems to be alive, really he is dead. Only those who are really alive, they can be warned, and they can avail of the warning. وَيَحِقَّ الْحَقَّالُ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ, and the word of punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come to be true regarding the disbelievers. أَوَلَمْ يَرَوَنَّا خَلَقْنَا لَهُمْ مِمَّا عَمِلَتْ أَيْدِينَا أَنْعَامًا فَهُمْ لَهَا مَالِكُونَ, don't they see that out of which we have created with our own hands, we have created for them cattle, and they become the owners of that cattle. Created by us, they become owners. We created the fruit, everything, they eat it. We created the cattle, they own it. وَزَلَّلْنَاهَا لَهُمْ مِنْهَا فَمِنْهَا رَكُوبُهُمْ وَمِنْهَا يَأْكُلُونَ, and we have subdued these cattle to them. So on some of them, they ride. And from some, they eat the meat. وَلَهُمْ فِيهَا مَنَافِعُ وَمَشَارِبُ, in addition, there are other benefits for them in these cattle. And drinking things, you get the milk. أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ, don't they give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَاتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ آلِهَةً, and they have adopted besides Allah other gods. لَعَلَّهُمْ يُنْصَرُونَ, so that maybe they are helped on the day of judgment. This was the basic creed of the mushrikeen. هَاُولَاءِ شُفَعَاؤُنَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ, they never said لَات, عُزَّى or هُبُل, they are the creators of this world. No, not at all. We have read so many times. وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ, if you ask them who created the heavens and the earth, they will say Allah has created. Neither Lat nor Uzza nor Manat nor Hubal, none of them. But they are intercessors. They are beloveds of Allah. And they were intercede on our behalf. هَاُولَاءِ شُفَعَاؤُنَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ, but that was, you know, the mistake that they created. وَاتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ آلِهَةً لَعَلَّهُمْ يُنصَرُونَ. And they have adopted gods besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that they may be helped. لَا يَسْتَطِعُونَ نَصْرَهُمْ. They will not be able to help them. وَهُمْ لَهُمْ جُنْدٌ مُحْضَرُونَ. Rather, they will be a host brought up by them. They will present, oh Allah, these are the culprits who thought that we would be able to help them against your verdict, against your command. So they will be enemies to them. فَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ قَوْلُهُمْ. So, oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whatever they are saying, you should not be grieved with it. إِنَّا نَعْلَمُ مَا يُسِرُّونَ وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ. We very well know what they are hiding in their hearts and chests and what they are saying. Many of them in their heart believe that you are the messenger of Allah, but they can't accept it. Because if they believe in you, then they have to follow you, they have to obey you. And their arrogance, that is actually the barrier. When Abu Jahl was once asked, do you think Muhammad is a liar? He is telling a lie. Oh, no, 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 no. He never told a lie. Then why don't you accept him? He says, no. Between our family and the family of Banu Hashim, Banu Umayyah and Banu Hashim, there was a competition. They fed people, we fed more. They served the Hujjaj, people who come to Baitullah for Hajj, and we served more than them. So there was a competition going on between our clans. Now if we accept him as prophet, well, we shall be the slave to them for all time to come. Because وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا لَيُطَاعَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Now to obey him will be sure for us. I am not ready for that. Clear. Give the devil his due. He said what was in his mind. He accepted. No, he never told a lie. So, فَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ قَوْلُهُمْ. Don't be grieved with what are they are saying. إِنَّا نَعْلَمُ مَا يُسِرُّونَ وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ. We very well know what they are hiding in their hearts and what they are saying out. أَوَلَمْ يَرِ الْإِنسَانَ أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ. Does not man see that we created him out of a sperm drop? And then he has become a person who is disputing with us, arguing against Allah, rejecting the revelation of Allah. This is his position. He should recall what he was, from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created him. وَضَرَبَ لَنَا مَثَلًا. And he strikes similitudes for us. وَنَّسِيَ خَلْقَهُ. And he forgets his own creation from what we had created him. قَالَ مَنْ يُحْيِي الْعِظَامَ وَهُوَ رَمِيمٌ. He says, who will be able to revive the dead bones when they will be decayed and rotten? You say they will be revived. This direction. When the bones will be decayed and rotten, who will revive them? Now the answer is very beautiful. قُلْ يُحْيِيهَ الَّذِي أَنْشَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. Say to them, it is he who will revive, who manufactured them, created them, originated them for the first time. They were created. Someone created them. Now he can recreate. Doing a thing again for the second time is always easier than to do it for the first time. قُلْ يُوْهِيَ الَّذِي أَنْشَاهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ. But he knows everything. Now what is the, you know, connotation of this? He knows everything. Because, you know, some young man would say, when we should be disintegrated, our cells will be disintegrated, our genes will be disintegrated. Now these genes will go to some grass or some other thing that will be eaten by the goats, etc. How can these things be gathered together though again? Allah says we have the total knowledge of which gene and which cell of whom is where. بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ. الذي جعل لكم من الشجر الاخضر نارا, the one who brought out fire for you from the green tree. فَإِذَا أَنْتُمْ مِنْهُ تُوْقَدُونَ and you kindle fire from it. اَوَا لَيْسَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ بِقَادِرٍ عَلَىٰ يَخْلُقَ مِثْلَهُمْ. Think for the last time. Is not he who created the heavens and the earth powerful enough to create the like of them, to create beings like them? وَهُوَ الْخَلَّاقُ الْعَلِيمُ. He is the creator, supreme creator, and knower of everything. إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. Verily, his command, when he has decided something, to create something, is only that he says, كُنْ, be, فَيَكُونَ, and it becomes. That is the condition of his command. فَسُبْحَانَ الَّذِي بِيَدَهِ مَلَكُوتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. So glory is for him, in whose hand is the dominion of everything, sovereignty of everything. مَلَكُوتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. And to him you will be returned. Now we come to Surah As-Saffat. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصافات الصفا. By the angels, while they range in ranks, the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep standing in rows and ranks, waiting for any command of Allah coming so that they execute it. والصافات صفا فالزاجرات زجرا. And then they scold on whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is angry, the angels send the chastisement. فالتاليات الذكرى. And they are the one who bring the admonishing and the reminding from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the human beings. Ibrahim brought it, this zikr. Inna nanu nazzalna zikra wa inna lahu lahafizun. Who brought it? An angel. After these three oaths, now what is muqsam alayh? On what these three things, these three oaths have been taken by Allah? Inna ilahakum lawahid. Verily, your Lord is one. I told you the central theme of these two groups of Makki surahs is Tawheed. Inna ilahakum lawahid. All these things, they testify that Allah is alone. رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَرَبُّ الْمَشَارِخِ. He is the Lord of the heavens and the earth and whatever in between them. And He is the Lord of all the easts. إِنَّا زَيَّنَّا السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِزِينَةِ الْكَوَاكِبِ. Surely we have adorned the lower heaven nearest to this world, to earth, with the adornment of stars. وَحِفْظًا مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْطَانِ مَارِدٍ. And a guard against every rebel Satan. These jinnat, when they try to go up and to hear something, some angels talking to each other about something, and they hear, and then they come to the world, to the kahins, you know, and they tell, this thing is going to happen. You should understand this, that whenever, you know, there's the government, at the highest level, a decision has been taken. But it has to reach. For example, Islamabad, the decision has been taken. Transfer such and such person from that place to that place. But now this order will be issued, registered, copied, typed, then sent. It will take some time. Somebody from Islamabad calls the phone. Oh, you have been transferred. The transfer order has not come. But this news has reached him. In the same way, the commandments of Allah, they are handed over to Malaika for implementation. But these jinnat, why? Because they are very close to the Malaika. Malaika were created out of Noor. And jinnat were created out of Nar. Now, Noor and Nar are very close to each other. Nar has a Noor in it. So they are close. That is why when the angels were asked to prostrate before Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu was salam, Iblis was included among the angels. He was not an angel, he was a jinn. Kana min al jinn. Fa fasaqa an amri rabbi. Now they come to this world and say, this thing will happen. And now some kahin, he will tell people, this thing is going to happen. And it actually happens after a few days. So now his business is established. So this is the business between the jinnat and the kahins who used to give the news of the unseen to the people. There are people who get some jinn, you know, overpower them. And from their jinnat, they get the news. They even show miracles through jinnat. So this system is not finished. It's going on today even. Anyhow, hifzam min kulli shaitan marid. But these, you know, the stars, they are also a guard. These are the outposts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala against these jinnat. La yasamma'una ila al-mala'il ala. They cannot listen to the exalted assembly. Exalted assembly is the highest assembly of the angels. There are levels in angels. Angels of this earth, angels of heaven number one, angels of heaven number two, and so on. And the angels who are very close to Allah. Al-mulaikatul muqarrabun. Who are very close. Then those who are holding the arsh, the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are the closest. Hamalatul arsh. Who are holding the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever conversations go on in the malai ala, at the highest level of the angels, they cannot listen. وَيُقْذَفُونَ مِنْ كُلِّ دَانِبٍ. And they are pelted from every side if they try to go there and steal something. دَحُورًا وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ وَاسِبٌ. They are outcast, and for them is an everlasting chastisement. إِلَّا مَنْ خَطِفَ الْخَطْفَةَ. Except the one who snatches some news stealthily, then pursues فَاتْبَاهُ شِهَابٌ سَاقِبٌ. Then when he is coming back to this world, so then a bright flame, piercing bright flame, pursues it, follows it. This shahab is saqib, according to Quran, these are the missiles, which are sent against these jinnat, who have tried to get, to steal some news from the heaven, and bringing them to this world. فَاسْتَفْتِهِمْ أَهُمْ أَشَدُ خَلْقًا مَنْ خَلَقْنَا. Now you ask these people, the disbelievers, are they more difficult in creation or that which we have created? Other things. We have created the heavens. Was the creation of human beings more difficult than the creation of heavens? Sun, moon. Inna khalaqnahum min teenin laazib. And we have created them from a mud which was sticking. Teenin laazib. When there is some fermentation, you know, in the mud, and then there is some stickiness in it, with which in the villages in India and Pakistan, the houses made of mud, they are plastered. But for that, a mud is prepared in which some, you know, organic matter is thrown, and then there is fermentation, and due to that fermentation, there is a stickiness. Bal ajibta wa yaskharoon. But, O Prophet, you wonder, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, while they scoff. وَإِذَا ذُكِرُوا لَا يَذْكَرُونَ. When they are reminded, they are not reminded, they don't get the admonition. وَإِذَا رَاوْا آيَةً يَسْتَسْخِرُونَ. And when they see a sign, they mock at it. وَقَالُوا إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا سِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ. And they say, it is nothing but a manifest sorcery, magic. أَإِذَا مِتْنَا وَكُنَّا تُرَابًا وَعِظَامًا أَإِنَّا لَمَبْعُوثُونَ. When we are dead and have become dust and bones, shall we indeed be raised up again? Awa abawna lawwalun. Whether our forefathers also? Qul naam. Say yes. Wa antum dakhirun. And you will be humiliated. Fa innama hiya zajratun wahidatun fa idahum yanzurun. There will be only one single shout, and they will be standing staring. They will come out from their graves staring. وَقَالُوا يَا وَيْلَنَا هَذَا يَوْمُ الدِّينِ. And then they will say, oh, woe to us. This is the day of judgment about which the messengers of Allah were warning us. هَذَا يَوْمُ الْفَصْلِ الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ بِهِ تُكَذِّبُونَ And then it will be said to them, this is the day of the decision and judgment which you had been belying. أُحْشُرُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا وَأَزْوَاجُهُمْ وَمَا كَانُوا يَعْبُدُونَ Now gather, it will be the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the angels. Now gather these people who are doing wrong deeds and also their like, their companions, their spouses, and also those whom they were worshipping. Bring those idols from Somnath and everywhere. Bring those idols also. Gather them here. Min dunillah, whom they were worshipping besides Allah. Fawduhum ila siratil jahim, and then lead them to the path of the hell. Waqifuhum. Okay, just stop them here. Innahum masulun. They are going to be questioned. Ma lakum la tanasarun. What is to you? You are not helping each other. You are going towards Jahannam, hell, like goats and sheep. No resistance from you. Nor are you helping each other. Ma lakum la tanasarun. What is the matter with you? You are not helping each other. Bal humul yawma mustaslimun. But on that day, they will be surrendering themselves. Okay? Waqbala ba'dhum ala ba'dhi yatasaalun. And then, some of them will advance towards the others, asking, قَالُوا إِنَّكُمْ كُنْتُمْ تَعْتُونَنَا عَنِ الْيَمِينَ They will say to their leaders, you used to come to us with full force, using your authority on us, imposing on us. قَالُوا بَلْ لَمْ تَكُونُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ They will say, no, you were not yourself believing. Not that we led you astray. وَمَا كَانَ لَنَا عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانِ We had no authority over you. بَلْ كُنْتُمْ قَوْمًا تَاغِينَ You yourself were the inordinate people, transgressors. فَحَقَّ عَلَيْنَا قَوْلُ رَبِّنَا Now, the final verdict of our Lord has been applied to us. إِنَّا لَزَعَيْقُونَ We shall have to taste the punishment, the chastisement of the hell. فَأَغْوَيْنَاكُمْ إِنَّا كُنَّا غَاوِينَ So we led you astray. But we were astray ourselves. We were not on the right path. Had we been on the right path, we could have led you also to the right path. أَغْوَيْنَاكُمْ إِنَّا كُنَّا غَاوِينَ We led you astray because we were ourselves astray. فَإِنَّهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ فِي الْعَذَابِ مُشْتَرِكُونَ So now they will share with each other this chastisement of the hell. Inna kazalika naf'alu bil mujrimin. In this way, we will be treating the evil doers, the culprits, the guilty. Innahum kanu idha qila lahum la ilaha illallah yastakbirun. In the former world, in the former life, when it was said to them, there is no God except Allah, they used to show arrogance. وَيَقُولُونَ إِنَّا لَتَارِكُوا آلِهَتِنَا لِشَاعِرٍ مَجْنُونَ And they used to say, are we going to give up our gods for a mad poet? Who is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He is a mad poet. Poet. Maybe he is possessed by some jinn. Majnoon. Or he is mad. How can we give up our deities, our gods? Whom our forefathers have been worshipping. But we can't give them. يَقُولُونَ أَيْنَا لَتَارِكُوا عَلِهَتِنَا لِشَاعِرٍ مَجْنُونَ بَلْ جَاءَ بِالْحَقِّ وَصَدَّقَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ No, he has brought you the truth. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He has brought you the truth. And he has confirmed the message which the former messengers also gave. صَدَّقَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِنَّكُمْ لَذَائِقُ الْعَذَابِ الْأَلِيمِ You will surely now taste the bitter and painful chastisement. وَمَا تُجْزَوْنَ إِلَّا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ And you are not being rewarded, but the same that you had been doing. illa ibadallahi al-mukhlasin, except the servants of Allah whom he had chosen. Allahumma rabbana ja'alna minhum. Ulaika lahum rizqun ma'lum. For them there will be the sustenance which everybody knows. Fawakih, fruits. Wahum mukramun. They will be honored. Fi jannatin na'im, in the gardens of bliss. Ala sururin mutaqabilin. Sitting on the couches, facing each other. Yutafu alayhim bikasim min ma'in. A cup of pure wine will be passed round them. Bayda, white. Lazzatil lisharibin. Which will be very delightful for the drinkers. La fiha ghawlun. Neither there is any uneasiness due to that wine. Wala hum ana yunzifun. Nor they will be intoxicated. وَإِنَّهُمْ قَاصِرَاتُ الطَّرْفِعِينَ. And near them would be, with them would be, those women, chaste women, who will have wide eyes. كَأَنَّهُنَّ بَيْزٌ مَكْنُونَ. They will look like eggs who have been hidden. فَأَقْبَلَ بَعْضُمْ عَلَى بَعْضِ يَتَسَعَلُونَ. Now some of them will turn towards the other and ask, قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ إِنِّي كَانَ لِي قَرِينَ. One of them will say, in the world, in that previous life, I had a friend. I had one of the comrades. يَقُولُ, who used to say, أَإِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُصَدَّقِينَ. Are you one of the people who are confirming what Muhammad is saying? In scorn. Innaka, ainnaka la min al-musaddiqin. Are you who have confirmed what Muhammad says? Aizam itna wa kunna turabam wa aizaman inna la madinun. When we shall die and we shall become clay and bones, are we going to be recompensed? Qala hal antum muttali'un. Now somebody would say, do you want to see that comrade of yours, where he is at this time? And what is his end? فَاتَّلَعَ فَرَاهُ فِي سَوَائِ الْجَحِيمِ. And then he looked down and see him in the midst of the hellfire. Who wanted to lead him astray also. He was there in the fire. قَالَتَ اللَّهِ. This person who is in the paradise, he would say, by God, in كِتَّلَ تُرْدِينَ. You had almost caused me also to perish. Maybe if I had listened to you, and if I had agreed with you, I would also have the same end that you are facing now. وَلَوْلَا نِعْمَةُ رَبِّي لَكُنْتُ مِنَ الْمُحْضَرِينَ. And had there not been mercy and bounty of my Lord upon me, I might have been from those who are arrested and produced. Like you, I would have met the same fate. أَفَمَا نَحْنُ بِمَيَّتِينَ. Now they would say, the people of Jannah, to each other, Are we not going to die again? No end to this life? Now this life is eternal. إِلَّا مَوْتَتَنَا الْأُولَى. Except the first death that we have come across. وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمُعَذَّبِينَ. And now there is no question of our being chastised. إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْفَضْلُ الْعَظِيمُ. Verily, it's a very big success. It's a very big success. لِمِثْلِ هَذَا فَلْيَعْمَلِ الْعَامِلُونَ. For the like of this end should the workers work. Whosoever is striving in this world, he should strive to get this reward, this position. This is the thing for which you should strive hard. لِمِثْلِ هَذَا فَلْيَعْمَلِ الْعَامِلُونَ. أَذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ نُّزُلًا أَمْ شَجَرَةُ الزَّقُّومِ. Is this better for hospitality or the tree of Zakum? This tree of Zakum will be fed to these people who will be in the hell. Azalika khairun nuzulan am shajaratu Zakum. Inna ja'alnaha fitnatan lizalimin. We have made it a test for these people who are evil doers. Because إِنَّهَا شَجَرَةٌ تَخْرُجُ فِي أَصْلِ الْجَحِيمِ. It's a tree which will emerge from the bottom of hell. Now the people used to say, how is it possible? You say there is a fire in the hell. How can there be a tree? But they don't know that the physical laws governing this world are absolutely different. And the physical laws which will be governing the next world will be absolutely different. This set of physical laws that Allah has made for this world will be changed. So what they used to say, how is it possible? A tree coming out from the bottom of the hell. إِنَّهَا شَجَرَةٌ تَخْرُجُ فِي أَصْلِ الْجَحِيمِ تَلْعُهَا كَأَنَّهُ رَؤُوسُ الشَّيَاطِينِ. The shoots of its fruit stalk would be like the heads of the Satans. Very ugly. فَإِنَّهُمْ لَآكِلُونَ مِنْهَا. They will, the people of hell, will eat from it. فَمَالِعُونَ مِنْهَا الْبُطُونَ. And they will have to fill their bellies with it. ثُمَّ إِنَّ لَهُمْ عَلَيْنَا عَلَيْهَا لَشَوْبًا مِنْ حَمِيمٍ. Then there'll be a drinking water for them after this. But that will be boiling water. ثُمَّ إِنَّ مَرْجِعَهُمْ لَإِلَىٰ إِلَىٰ الْجَهِيمِ. And then they will be returned surely to the hellfire. إِنَّهُمْ أَلْفَوْا آبَاهُمْ ضَالِّينَ. Verily, they found their fathers astray. فَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَثَارِهِمْ يُهْرَعُونَ. And they are rushing in their footsteps. وَلَقَدْ ضَلَّ قَبْلَهُمْ أَكْثَرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. Although most of the people before them, they had gone astray. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا فِيهِمْ مُنْذَرِينَ. And we had sent among them warners. فَانْظُرْ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُنْذَرِينَ. So see, what was the end of those who had been warned. إِلَّا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ الْمُخْلَصِينَ. Except the servants of Allah, whom he has chosen for himself. This is mukhlasin. Mukhlis means sincere. Mukhlas, who has been chosen by someone. Ibad Allah al-mukhlasin. The servants of Allah whom Allah has chosen for himself. وَلَقَدْ نَادَانَا نُوحٌ فَلَنِعْمَ الْمُجِيبُونَ. And actually, Nuh had prayed to us, called upon us. And definitely, we are the excellent answerer of prayers. When he said, Inni maghloobun fantasir, oh my Lord, these peoples are overpowering me. So now come to my help. وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ أَهْلَهُ مِنَ الْكَرْبِ الْعَظِيمِ. And we delivered him and his family from the mighty distress. وَجَعَلْنَا ذُرِّيَّتَهُ هُمُ الْبَاقِينَ. And we made his progeny the only survivors. This ayah is very important. The idea that all human beings today, they are the progeny of three sons of Nuh alayhi salam. This ayah is the proof. Jalna zurriyatahu humul baqin. Only his progeny remained. There might have been and there were some other people also on the ark, on that ship or boat, whatever you call it. But you know, their progeny didn't continue. Now all the human beings in the world are the sons of progeny of three sons of Nuh, and they are Hazrat Sam, Hazrat Ham, and Hazrat Yafis alayhim assalam. وَجَعَلْنَا ذُرِّيَّتَهُ هُمُ الْبَاقِينَ وَتَرَكْنَا عَلَيْهِ فِي الْآخِرِينَ. And we left for him praise among the later generations. سَلَامٌ عَلَىٰ نُوحٍ فِي الْعَالَمِينَ. Peace be upon Nuh among the all the worlds. Inna kazalika najdil muhsinin. In this way we recompense the doers of the good deeds. Innahu min ibadina al-mu'minin. Verily, he was one of our believing servants. Summa aghraqna al-akhareen. And then we drowned all the others. Wa inna min shiyatihi la Ibrahim. And from among his followers, his party, was Ibrahim, alayhi salatu wassalam. Is ja rabbahu bi qalbin salim. When he approached his Lord with a sound heart. Is qala li abihi wa qawmi madha ta'budun. When he said to his father and his people, what are these things whom you are worshipping? Aifkan alihatan dun Allah turidun. You have forged a lie besides Allah, and then now You are worshipping them. فَمَا ظَنُّكُمْ بِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. So what are your thoughts about the Lord of all the worlds? Will he not punish you for this? فَنَظَرَ نَظْرَةً فِي النُّجُومِ. Then he cast a glance in the stars. قَالَ إِنِّي سَقِيمٌ. And he said, I am going to be sick and ill. There was going to be a big puja, worship of the stars. And for that, all the people had to go out from the city to the open field. Just as we have in India also, Durga Puja or some other puja. So all the city was now vacant. And he said, I am not feeling well. I won't go with you. And when the city was absolutely vacant, then he entered, you know, the place where the idols were there. And he did what he did, and we are going to read it. فَقَالَ إِنِّي سَقِيمٌ. I am going to be sick. فَتَوَلَّوْا عَنْهُ مُدْبِرِينَ. So they departed from him, turning their backs. فَرَاغَ إِلَىٰ آلِهَتِهِمْ فَقَالَ أَلَا تَأْكُلُونَ. Now he turned to their gods and said, don't you eat? These things have been presented before you. This halwa puri is there. Why don't you eat? أَلَا تَأْكُلُونَ. مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَنْتِقُونَ. What has happened to you? You don't answer me? You don't talk? فَرَاغَ عَلَيْهِمْ ضَرْبًا بِالْيَمِينَ. And then he turned upon them, smiting them with mighty hand. Broke them into pieces. فَاقْبَلُوا إِلَيْهِ يَصِفُونَ. But we have read before Murli that he left one. The biggest idol, he left as such intact. فَاقْبَلُوا إِلَيْهِ يَصِفُونَ. Now they came to him, running. قَالَا تَعْبُدُونَ مَا تَنْحِتُونَ. Now this was the point, you know, to face an angry mob and to persevere. In the face of all this, he stood up and said, "Atabuduna ma tanhitun." You worship those things which you yourself carve. You carve these stones into these idols, and now you worship them. Wallahu khalaqakum wa ma ta'malun. While Allah is the creator of you and also a creator of these things, these stones have been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of which you have carved these idols. Alumnu lahu bunyan, and they said, build a very big building for him. Falquhu fil jahim, and throw him in the fire. Big building full of fire, ablazing, and then throw him. Faaradu bihi kaidan faj'alnahum al-asfalin. So they had a plan against him, but we made them low. What did it mean? They thought when Ibrahim will see the fire in front of him, and that he would feel sure that he is going to be thrown, then he will repent. Okay, I go back to get his life safe. But Ibrahim, he never even cared a moment. Allama Iqbal has depicted in a very beautiful couplet, Be khatar kood pada atishe namrood mein ishq, akl hai mehve tamashaye labe baam abhi. The reasoning and, you know, the akl, that would have been still reasoning, no, don't do it. You should save yourself so that you can convey the message of Allah to others. But if you die, well, this good will come to an end. So for some time, you say something which is kufr and save yourself. But no, he jumped. Be khatar kood pada atishe namrood meishk. Qalu ibnu lahu bunyanan falquhu fil jahim. They said, build for him a great building. And then put him, throw him in the hellfire. فَأَرَادُوا بِهِ كَيْدًا فَجَعَلْنَاهُمُ الْأَسْفَلِينَ. And they had devised a plan. They thought that he would repent, come back. But they failed. And they were the lowest. بَارَكَ اللَّهُ لِي وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقُرْآنِ الْعَظِيمِ وَنَفَعْنِي وَإِيَّاكُمْ بِالْآيَاتِ وَذِكْرِ الْحَكِيمِ.